For those of you regular attenders of Amazing Grace,
te, kes te käite siin regulaarselt siin kirikus,
because we have a lot of visitors from Estonia,
kuna meil on aga palju külalisi Eestist,
Carl is going to interpret for me.
Carl tõlgib minu jaoks.
Yay. And that'll get us ready for the conference in Estonia as well.
Me valmistume selleks konverentsiks, mis on Eestis tulemas.
Okay, so it's clear this morning.
On selge täna hommikul.
That the Lord wants to fill us with His Holy Spirit.
Et Jumal tahab meid täita tema püha vaimuga.
To set us on fire.
Et meid panna põlema.
So we can burn for Him.
Et me saame põleda tema jaoks.
And do all things for Him.
Ja teha kõiki asju tema jaoks.
And all things through Him.
Ja kõiki asju tema läbi.
And I'm going to speak to you this morning from Luke chapter 4.
Ma täna kõnelen teile Luuka 4. Peatükist.
I can't see my notes up here, by the way.
Ma siin ei näe mitte midagi omandes märkmetest.
Well, I'm sure we'll work through it.
Aga kindlasti me saame hakkama.
I'm going to speak to you about the temptation of Jesus.
Ma räägin teile Jeesuse kiusatusest.
Jesus has just been baptized.
Jeesus sai just ristitud.
And filled with the Holy Spirit.
Ja täis püha vaimu.
And the first thing that happens is that he comes under attack.
Ja esimene asi, mis juhtub, on see, et ta läheb rünnaku alla.
And I'm going to read it in English and then Carl is going to read it in Estonian.
Ma loen seda inglise keeles ja siis Carl loeb eesti keeles.
Okay. I can't see it. Okay. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the desert, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone." The devil led him up to a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And he said to him, "I will give you all their authority and splendor, for it has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want to. So if you worship me, it will be yours." Jesus answered, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." The devil led him to Jerusalem and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you carefully. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against the stone." Jesus answered, "It says, do not put the Lord your God to the test."
Jeesus, aga täis püha vaimu, tuli tagasi Jordani äärest ja aeti vaimu läbi kõrbe, kus ta oli 40 päeva kuradi kiusata. Ja ta ei söönud midagi neil päevil. Ja kui need said täis, tuli talle nälg. Aga kurat ütles talle, "Kui sa oled Jumala poeg, siis ütle sellele kivile, et see saaks leivaks." Ja Jeesus vastas talle, "Kirjutatud on, inimene ei ela üksnes leivast." Ja kurat viis tema kõrgele, et näidata talle ühe hetkega kõiki maailma kuningliike. Ja kurat ütles talle, "Ma tahan anda sulle meelevalla kõigi nende üle ja nende hiilguse, sest see on minu kätte antud. Ja mina võin selle anda, kellele ma iganes tahan. Kui sa nüüd kummardad minu ette, siis on see kõik sinu päralt." Ja Jeesus vastas talle, "Kirjutatud on, kummarda issandat oma Jumalat ja teeni ainult teda." Siis ta viis Jeesuse Jerusalemma ja pani ta seisma pühakoja harjale ning ütles talle, "Kui sa oled Jumala poeg, siis kukuta ennast alla, sest kirjutatud on, sinu pärast käsib ta oma ingleid, et nad sind hoiaksid, et nad kannaksid sind kätel, et sa oma jalga vastu kivi ei lööks." Ja Jeesus vastas talle, on öeldud, sa ei tohi kiusata issandat oma Jumalat.
Okay. So Jesus, filled with the Holy Spirit, the battle
Jeesus
begins for him.
Täis püha vaimu.
And when we come to faith in Jesus Christ,
kui me tuleme usule Jeesusesse,
filled with the Holy Spirit,
täis püha vaimu,
the battle begins for us as well.
Algab meie jaoks üks võitlus.
The first temptation that devil brings to Jesus,
esimene väljakutse Jeesusele, mis saatan tõi,
is to tempt Jesus to do things his way.
On see, et ta proovis Jeesuse panna tegema asju tema moodi.
He's tempting Jesus to think, well, I can do it myself.
Ta kiusas Jeesust, pani mõtlema, et ta võib seda ise teha.
It seems like a small thing. Jesus is hungry.
See kõlab nagu väike asi, et Jeesus on näljane.
And the devil tempts him to make bread.
Ja saatan kiusab teda, et ta teeks leiba.
Which he could do.
Mida ta suudaks teha.
But it's not God's way.
Aga see ei ole Jumala tee.
Bread is man-made.
Leib on inimese tehtud.
And the things that the devil tempts us with are man-made as well.
Ja need asjad, millega saatan kiusab meid, on ka inimeste tehtud.
His first temptation to us is our own self-importance.
Tema esimene kiusatus meie vastu on tema enda tähtsus.
And you sometimes see that when people come to faith in Christ.
Sa näed seda mõni, kui inimesed saavad kristlaseks.
Sometimes people think, I'm saved.
Mõnikord inimesed mõtlevad, et ma olen päästetud.
God must be so pleased.
Jumal vist on nii rahul.
At last he saved someone important.
Et lõpuks on kellegi tähtsa ära päästnud.
I'm going to make a difference.
Mina teen nüüd muudatuse.
I know this because I was like this.
Ma tean seda, sest mina olin selline.
I used to think, oh, you must be so pleased, God.
Ma mõtlesin, oh, issand, sa oled nii rõõmus.
All those losers.
Kõik need kaotajad.
And now me.
Ja lõpuks mina.
But it's Satan.
Aga see on Saatan.
That makes us think we're that important.
Mis kes paneb meid mõtlema, et me oleme nõnda tähtsad.
We're saved because the Father himself.
Me oleme päästetud sellepärast, et isa
drew us to Jesus.
Tõmbas meid Jeesuse juurde.
And Jesus saved us.
Ja Jeesus päästis meid.
There was little of us in the process.
Oli väga vähe meie osa selles protsessis.
We fight this battle through self-denial.
Me võitleme seda võitlust, kui me ise ennast salgame.
Jesus said we should deny ourselves.
Jeesus ütles, et peaksime ennast salgama.
Take up our cross.
Võtma oma risti.
And follow him.
Ja järgnema temale.
The cross represents suffering.
Rist näitab, tähendab kannatust.
And sacrifice.
Ja offerdust.
The ultimate cross that Jesus died on.
See rist, millel Jeesus suri.
Isn't our destiny.
Ei ole meie lõppunkt.
We're not destined to suffer for our sin.
Me ei ole mõeldud, et me kannatame oma patu pärast.
Jesus has done that for us.
Jeesus tegi seda meie eest.
But we have to deny ourselves.
Aga me peame ennast salgama.
To follow him.
Et temale järgneda.
There was a man called Dr. Harry Ironside.
Oli üks mees, kelle nimi oli Harry Ironside.
And when he was a young man,
ja kui ta oli noor mees,
he was sitting in church.
Ta istus kirikus.
And he heard a man preaching.
Ja ta kuulis seda meest jutustamas.
And he heard this man say that it was good.
Ja ta kuulis seda meest ütlemas, et on hea.
To read through the whole Bible in a year.
Et on hea, kui sa loed piibli läbi ühe aastaga.
And as a young boy, Harry was challenged by that.
Ja noore poisina Harry mõtles, et see on hea väljakutse.
He thought, I'm going to do it.
Mõtlesin, ma teen seda.
I'm going to try and read through the Bible in a year.
Ma proovin lugeda läbi piibli ühe aastaga.
And as a young boy, he dedicated himself to doing that.
Ja noorena poisina ta andis ennast selle jaoks.
By the age of 14, he'd read through the Bible 14 times.
Kui ta oli 14, ta oli 14 korda lugenud piibli läbi.
He became a famous Bible scholar.
Tema sai kuulus piibli teadlane.
He wrote over 100 books.
Ta kirjutas üle 100 raamatu.
Mostly Bible commentaries.
Enamus olid kommentaarid piibli kohta.
He was known for two things.
Ta tunti kahe asja tõttu.
One was his amazing knowledge of the Bible.
Üks oli see hämmastav teadmine, mis tal oli piibli kohta.
And the other one was how simply he explained it to people.
Aga teine osa oli see, kui lihtsalt ta seda seletas inimestele.
A mighty gift to the kingdom of God.
See oli suur kink Jumala käest.
But what a sacrifice.
Aga milline offerdus.
To be able to read through the Bible so often.
Et sa oled võimeline lugema piiblist nii tihti.
Switch off from other things.
Et sa ennast lülitad välja muudest asjadest.
From television and radio.
Telekast ja raadiost.
Telephones.
Telefonidest.
Contact with people.
See, et sa oled teiste inimestega.
Things that would seem to give us pleasure.
Need asjad, mis meile toovad rõõmu.
But Harry took his pleasure in the Word of God.
Aga Harry võttis oma rõõmu issanda sõnast.
And a way to resist Satan.
Ja üks osa, kuidas panna vastu saatanale.
Is to deny yourself.
On ise ennast salata.
And immerse yourself in the word of God.
Ja ennast täielikult anda Jumala sõnale.
To know the Bible is a very wise thing.
Et tunda piiblit on üks väga, väga tark asi.
The second temptation that the devil brings.
Teine kiusatus, mis saatan toob.
Is to do things Satan's way.
On see, et teha asju saatana moodi.
So first he tempts us to do things our way.
Kõigepealt ta meid kiusab, et me teeksime enda moodi asju.
And if that doesn't work, he tries us to get to do things his way.
Kui see ei tööta, siis ta proovib meid panna tegema saatana moodi asju.
To worship him.
Et me teeniksime teda.
To tempt us with the things of this world.
Et ta kiusab meid selle maailma asjadega.
And our second battle is to resist his gifts.
Ja teine võitlus on võidelda vastu tema kingitustele.
His lies.
Või tema antud asjadele ja valedele.
He says in this passage that, you know, everything's been given to me.
Siin ütleb, et kõik asjad on mulle antud,
and I have the power to give it to you.
Ja mul on võime andana sulle need kõik asjad.
But that can't be true because he's the father of lies.
Aga see ei saa olla tõsi, sest tema on valed isa.
He's been a liar from the beginning.
Alguses peale on ta olnud valetaja.
And everything he says is a lie.
Ja kõik, mis ta ütleb, on vale.
He doesn't have the power to give you anything.
Tal ei ole väge anda sulle midagi.
He just has the temptation to do things his way.
Tal on lihtsalt see kiusatus, et me teeksime asju tema moodi.
The way we resist is to hold on to the gift of Jesus.
Ja kuidas me paneme vastu sellele, on see, et me hoiame kinni Jeesuse kingitusest.
Which Andy was talking about in communion.
Millest Andy rääkis täna leiva murmise ajal.
To do things Jesus' way.
Et teha asja Jeesuse moodi.
With no room for anything else.
Kui ei ruumi mitte millegi muu jaoks.
When I was a Paralympic athlete.
Kui mina olin paraolümpia võistleja.
Years ago I was in a competition in America.
Aastaid tagasi ma olin Ameerikas ühel võistlusel.
In 1991. And after the competition we went for a walk on the beach.
Pärast võistlust me kõik läksime rande jalutama.
A place called Jones Beach on Long Island.
John Beach Long Islandil.
And there was a load of us together, Australians.
Paljud meist olid koos austraallased.
Canadians and Americans.
Kanadalased, ameeriklased.
All the English speaking guys.
Kõik, kes rääkisid inglise keelt.
And we were walking along the beach.
Ja me jalutame rannas.
And it was a very crowded beach.
Ja oli väga palju inimesi rannas.
And we looked a bit strange.
Ja me nägime natuke kummalised
välja. Because, you know, some of us had legs missing like me.
Osadel meist olid jalad puudu nagu mul.
Arms missing.
Või käed puudu.
Some people with both arms missing.
Mõnel inimesel mõlemad käed puudu.
Some people two false legs.
Mõned inimesel kaks võltsi jalga.
So you don't see a group of people that often like that.
Sa ei näe gruppi inimesi sellisena väga tihti.
And as we're walking along the beach, everyone's looking at us.
Ja kui me jalutame mööda randa, kõik vaatavad meid.
And we're feeling quite good.
Ja me tunneme ennast üpriski hästi.
Right. Everybody's looking at us because we look different.
Ja me nagu oleme teistsugused ja kõik vaatavad meid.
It's good to be different.
On lahe olla teistsugune.
And then we notice on this crowded beach.
Ja siis me märkasime selles rahvarohkes rannas.
A group of about 20 people.
Umbes veel 20 inimest grupis.
And they've all got bits and pieces missing as well.
Ja neil on ka tükid käed küljest ära.
It's the Russian team.
Ja see on venelaste tiim.
And we can't speak Russian.
Me ei oska rääkida vene keelt.
They didn't speak any English.
Nemad ei oskanud rääkida inglise keelt.
But we kind of all connected with each other.
Aga me kohe saime kuidagi kokku üksteisega.
One of the Russians is like, oh!
Ja üks venelane ütles meie poole, oh!
And we're like, oh!
Ja me oleme nagu, oh!
So we walked across and greeted them.
Me läksime nende juurde ja kalistasime neid.
And we're hugging them and laughing.
Ja me naerame ja kalistame.
And then without anybody saying anything.
Ja ilma, et keegi oleks midagi öelnud.
We were each trying to look for someone in the crowd that was the same as us.
Me otsisime oma nagu partneris sealt teises grupis, kes näeks meie moodi välja.
So I'm looking for a guy with a right leg missing.
Mina otsin kedagi, kellel oleks ka parem jalg puudu.
And I find this guy.
Ja ma leian selle tüübi.
And I'm like, yeah.
Ja ma olen nagu, yeah.
And we're both like, yeah.
Ja ma olen nagu, yeah.
And everybody's Stop. Trying to find the person that looks like them.
Iga üks proovib leida seda inimest, kes näeb tema moodi välja.
And my mate Pete.
Ja minu sõber Pete.
Who's black.
Kes on musta nahaline.
And has no arms.
Ta pole kumbagi kätt.
He can't find a Russian match.
Tema leiab seda venelase partnerit.
And he's looking a bit sorry for himself.
Ta näeb natuke ennast haletseb välja.
Then this really pretty Russian girl with one arm.
Aga üks väga kena vene tüdruk ühe käega tuleb.
She finds Pete and he looks really pleased.
Ja paneb Pete'ile käe ümber ja näeb väga õnnelik välja.
And then without anybody sort of saying anything.
Ilma, et ma oleksin midagi öelnud.
One of the Russians points at the sea and goes, oh.
Üks venelastest näitab mere poole ja ütleb, oh.
So we all start taking our arms and legs off.
Me võtame oma käed ja jalad küljest ära.
And we leave them in a big pile on the beach.
Jätame need suurde hunnikusse randa.
And we start hopping and crawling.
Ja me hakkame hüppama ja roomama.
And carrying each other into the water.
Ja kanname üksteist sinna vette.
And we're in the water bobbing about. Yeah.
Ja me oleme vees ja platserdame ringi.
Sticking the ends of our legs out the water.
Tõstame oma käed jalad veest välja.
Absolutely fantastic. And then someone points back to the sand. Oh.
Ja siis keegi näitab tagasi ranna poole ja ütleb, oh.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And we're trying to find our arms and legs in the pile of snow.
Ja siis me otsime sealt unnikust oma kätti oma jalg ülesse.
We're putting arms on the ends of our legs.
Ja siis me panime jala
legs on our
käe külge ja käe jala külge.
Throwing them about and laughing.
Ja naersime ja viskasime üksest ringi.
Laughing so much we were crying.
Me naersime ja nutsime sellest.
And everybody looking at us, the whole beach is like.
Terve rand on niimoodi.
And then we put all our stuff on.
Siis me panime kõik oma asjad külge tagasi.
We carry on walking.
Ja me kõnnime edasi.
And I look back at the Russian guy.
Ja ma vaatan seda venelast.
I look him in the eyes.
Ja ma vaatan tal otsa.
And we don't communicate with each other, but just by looking at one another.
Ja me ei räägi üksteisega, aga lihtsalt vaadates üksteise
peale. I understand his pain and suffering.
Ma korraga tean kõiki tema valu ja kannatusi.
And he understands mine.
Ja tema teab ka minu valu ja kannatusi.
And we're like.
Ja me oleme.
And Jesus is like that.
Ja Jeesus on just
He
selline.
Understands your pain and your suffering.
Tema saab aru, mis sinu
like
valu
no one else.
Ja sinu kannatused.
He is a perfect match for you.
Rohkem kui keegi teine, ta on täiuslik
Who
sinu
is
jaoks.
The perfect match in the crowd for you?
Kes on see täiuslik match
It's
sinu jaoks?
Jesus.
Täiuslik parmine. See on Jeesus.
He looks at you. He's
tema
full
vaatab
of
sinu
fun.
Peale.
And he goes, oh!
Tema näitab sinu peale. Oh!
And you can go, yeah!
Ja teie võite öelda,
Jesus!
Jaa, Jeesus.
You resist Satan.
Sa paned vastu saatanale.
Totally consumed with Jesus.
Kui sa täielikult täis Jeesust.
His understanding of your suffering.
Tema saab aru sinu kannatustest.
No one loves you like Jesus.
Keegi teine ei armasta sind nii nagu Jeesus.
Don't make the mistake.
Ära tee seda viga.
As Christians,
kristlastena.
We go to heaven when we die.
Me lähme taevasse, kui me sureme.
The length of our life isn't that important.
See, kui kaua me elame, ei ole nii oluline.
The quality of our life is not that important.
Isegi kvaliteet meie elus ei ole nii oluline.
It's where we go when we die.
See on see koht, kuhu me lähme, kui me sureme.
If as Christians we fear death,
kui kristlastena me kardame surma,
we cannot enjoy this life fully.
Siis me saan nautida seda elu täielikult.
We can't enjoy the presence of Jesus in this life.
Me saan nautida Jeesuse ligidal olu täielikult.
We can't be satisfied with other Christians, brothers and sisters.
Me ei saa täielikult rahul teiste kristlastega ja
We'll never be settled in church.
Me kunagi ei ole mugavad koguduses.
But if the fear of death is gone completely,
aga kui surma hirm täielikult kaob,
if we have settled the death issue,
kui me oleme selle ära korraldanud enda
jaoks, minds and hearts,
oma peas ja oma südames,
then we can fully enjoy this life.
Siis me võime tõeliselt nautida seda
in
elu.
In the presence of God.
Jumala ligidal olus.
As we get older,
kui me saame vanemaks,
we should get happier.
Me peaksime minema rõõmsamaks.
Because reality tells us.
Sest reaalsus ütleb.
I'm closer to heaven.
Mina olen lähemal taevale.
Than everyone younger than me.
Kui ükskõik, kes teine, kes must noorem on.
In the natural order of things, that's true, isn't it?
See on lihtsalt naturaalne.
The fear of death should not figure in our thinking.
Surma hirm ei peaks olema kusagil meie mõtetes.
Focus on the death of Jesus.
Sest me mõtleme Jeesuse surma peale.
The life that that brings.
Ja see elu, mis see meile toob.
The third temptation that Satan brings.
Ja kolmas kiusatus, mis Jeesus, mis Saatan toob.
So the first thing is he tempts us to do things our way.
Esimene asi, et ta paneb meid tegema asju enda moodi.
Then he tempts us to do things his way.
Ja siis tema moodi.
Then he tempts us to do things the wrong way.
Ja siis ta paneb lihtsalt meid kiusatusse, et teha asju valesti.
Our third battle is to resist deception.
Kolmas võistlus on see, et me paneksime vastu pettusele.
Sometimes people convince themselves they're doing things for God.
Mõnikord inimesed panevad ennast uskuma, et nad teevad midagi Jumala jaoks.
And with human effort.
Ja inimjooga.
We can hard work.
Ja suure tööga.
We can do lots of things that look good.
Me võime teha palju asju, mis näevad hea välja.
Primarily to ourselves.
Enamasti on see meie enda jaoks.
And perhaps to other people.
Võib-olla natuke ka teiste jaoks.
But the serious question is this.
Aga küsimus on selles.
Are you doing what God has called you to do?
Kas sa teed seda, mida Jumal palus sul teha?
We're not all called to do the same things.
Me ei ole kõik palutud tegema samased asju.
I think it was Bob Keir who was preaching here one time.
Bob Keir ütlustas siin üks kord.
And he said leaders aren't more important.
Ütlesid, juhid ei ole tähtsamad.
They're just more responsible.
Neil on lihtsalt suurem vastutus.
They have a different call.
Neil on teistsugune kutse.
We are all called to do very important things.
Me oleme kõik kutsutud tegema väga tähtsad asju.
It is crucial.
See on oluline.
That you understand.
Et sa saad aru.
That you are living in God's will.
Et sa elad Jumala plaanis.
And you are doing what he has called you to do.
Ja sa teed just seda, mis tema on kutsunud sind tegema.
You should find out God's will for your life.
Sa peaksid leidma ülesse selle tahte, mis Jumal on sinu elu jaoks.
And pursue it with your whole heart.
Ja seda taga ajama kogu oma südamega.
We must resist deception.
Me peame panema vastu pettusele.
There was a preacher called John Alexander Dowie in America.
Oli jutustaja, kelle nimi oli John Alexander Dowie.
In the late 1800s, 1800
aastate lõpus,
he was an amazing preacher of the gospel.
Tema oli võimas evangeeliumi kuulutaja.
He was clearly called by God to the city of Chicago.
Teda kutsuti Chicago linna.
The city were against him.
Ja linn oli tema vastu.
But because of his amazing preaching,
ja tema vägeva jutlustamise kaudu,
the thousands of people that came to faith in Christ,
tuhanded, kes said kristlasteks,
and the outstanding miracles he was doing.
Ja need vapustavad imeteod, mis ta tegi.
He changed the whole city.
Ta muutis kogu linna.
He was doing clearly what God called him to do.
Ta tegi nii selgelt seda, mida Jumal oli kutsunud teda tegema.
But then he started to do the same things, but the wrong way.
Aga ta hakkas tegema sama asju uuesti, lihtsalt valesti.
Some leaders came to him and said to him, we think you are Elijah.
Mõned juhid tulid tema juurde ja ütlesid talle, me arvame, et sina oled Eelia.
At first he was like, don't be ridiculous.
Alguses ta oli, jah, ärge tehke nalja.
But after a while, he started to believe it.
Mõni aeg hiljem ta hakkas seda uskuma.
He really thought he was Elijah.
Ta tõesti hakkas uskuma, et tema on Eelia.
Phenomenal power in preaching.
Sest oli nii väga võime jutustada.
Outstanding, undeniable miracles.
Uskumatult suured imeteod.
But something not right.
Aga midagi oli paigast ära.
From that point on, it all went wrong.
Hetkest alates hakkas kõik valesti.
With lots of human effort and money.
Palju inimjõuga ja rahaga.
He maintained some progress.
Ta läks edasi progressis.
But it all fell apart.
Aga see kõik kukkus kokku.
We need to be careful.
Me peame ettevaatlikud.
That if our ministries are successful,
et kui meie teenistus läheb hästi,
that all the glory goes to Jesus.
Et kogu see au läheb Jeesusele.
What we do comes this way.
See, mis me teeme, tuleb ülevalt alla meie poole.
The gifts from above.
Kingid ülevalt.
Salvation is from above.
Pääste on ülevalt.
Opportunities are from above.
Võimalused on ülevalt.
It all goes this way.
See kõik tuleb ülevalt alla.
If there's one person in here listening to me,
kui on üks inimene, kes siin kuulab mind,
or 400,
või 400,
it doesn't matter to me, it's all this way.
See tegelikult minu jaoks oluline, see kõik tuleb siit poolt.
If I take my thoughts this way,
kui mina võtaksin oma julguse siit poolt,
I'll be affected by how many people are there.
Siis see mõjutaks mind, kui palju inimesi siin on.
And how I'm received.
Ja kuidas mind vastu võetakse.
But it should all be this way.
Aga see peaks olema siit poolt.
Make sure, brothers and sisters,
olge kindlad, ühed venad.
Whatever your ministry, it's this way.
Ükskõik, mis on su teenistus, et see on siit poolt.
You may have heard of a woman called Helen Keller.
I'll
tell you a little bit about her in a moment. Because she was focused. This is how we resist this temptation. We stay focused. Helen Keller was born in 1880. She was a healthy little girl.
Oli väga terve väike tüdruk.
But at 19 months old, she had a serious illness.
Kui oli 19 kuud vana, ta sai tõsise haiguse.
Which left her completely blind and completely deaf.
Ta ei pärast seda täielikult pimedaks ja kurdiks.
Because she couldn't see or hear.
Ta ei suutnud näha ega kuulda.
She stopped making sounds.
Ja ta ei selle tõttu osanud enam ka teha hääli.
She stopped speaking.
Ja ta ei rääkinud enam.
So she used to sit on her mother's knee.
Nii, ta istus oma ema põlvel.
And she used to put her hand on a mother's mouth.
Ja pani oma käe oma ema suule.
Because she knew her mother was communicating and she wanted to work out what it was.
Sest ta teadis, et ema on rääkimas, tahtis teada, mis see on.
But she was out of control by the age of 7.
Aga 7-aastasena oli ta täielikult kontrolli alt väljas.
Then a young woman aged 21.
Ja üks noor naine, 21-aastane.
Called Anne Sullivan.
Kelle nimi oli Anne Sullivan.
Came to work with Helen.
Tuli tööle Heleniga.
And Anne had some problems with her own sight.
Ja ta oli olnud ka endal natukene nägemise raskusi.
And previously had been totally blind herself.
Ja ta oli varem olnud ka ise täielikult pime.
So she started to teach Helen.
Nii et ta hakkas õpetama Helenit.
First she would spell out words on her hand.
Esialgu ta hakkas kirjutama sõnu tema käe peale.
And Helen learned eventually that there was that things had names.
Ja lõpuks hakkas Helen aru saama, et asjadel on nimed.
She put Helen's hand under a water pump.
Ta pani Heleni käe vee pumba alla.
And spelt out the word water onto her hand.
Ja siis kirjutas vesi tema käe peale.
And she registered things have names.
Ja ta pani registreeris ära, et asjadel on nimed.
And through this process, she taught Helen to understand.
Ja läbi selle protsessi ta õpetas Helenit aru saama.
She could communicate with her.
Ta võis rääkida temaga.
And when Helen said to Anne Sullivan, asked her, what is your name?
Ja kui Helen küsis Anne Sullivani käest, mis on sul nimi?
Anne wisely wrote out on her hand.
Ja Anne kirjutas väga targalt tema käe peale.
The name, teacher.
Sõna, õpetaja.
And the Holy Spirit, I think as Ian said earlier, he is our teacher.
Ja püha vaim, nagu Ian ütles varem, tema on meie õpetaja.
Our communication with him should be intimate.
Meie suhe temaga peaks olema tugev ja sügav.
He should be touching us and we should be touching him.
Me peaksime katsuma teda ja tema peaks katsuma meid.
Anne said some interesting things about teaching a deaf-blind child.
Ja Anne ütles huvitavad asju, kuidas õpetada kurti pimedat last.
She realized that set lessons didn't work.
Ta sai aru, et lihtsalt üksed korrapärased tunnid ei töötanud.
She said to teach a deaf-blind child,
et kurti ja pimedat õpetada,
you should teach them all the time.
Sa pead õpetama neid järjepidevalt kogu aeg.
And brothers and sisters,
ja ühed venad,
that is the same for us.
See on sama meiega.
We should be deaf and blind to the things of Satan.
Me peaksime olema kurdid ja pimedad saatana tööle.
And learning from God all the time.
Jumala käest kogu aeg.
If we put God in a compartment,
kui me paneme Jumala kuskile osakonda,
where we have God over here and other things over here,
et Jumal on siin ja teised asjad on siin,
life doesn't work like that.
Elu lihtsalt ei toimi niimoodi.
God should be in everything.
Jumal peaks olema kõiges.
And also said of a deaf-blind child.
Sorry?
Anne also said of a deaf-blind child.
Ja Anne samuti ütles kurtide ja pimedat laste kohta.
That if you want to teach them love and knowledge,
kui sa tahad neile õpetada armastust ja arusaamist,
You have to teach them obedience first.
Sa pead õpetama neile kuulekust kõigepealt.
Before Anne taught Helen anything.
Enne kui Anne õpetas Helenele üldse midagi.
She taught her to be obedient.
Ta õpetas talle, kuidas olla kuulekas.
To behave.
Kuidas käituda.
To control her temper.
Kuidas hoida oma temperamenti.
And then the love and the knowledge flowed.
Ja siis armastus ja arusaamine voolasid välja temast.
Here's a question for us today. Are we obedient to God?
Siin on küsimus meile täna. Kas me oleme kuulekad Jumalale?
That the knowledge of him.
Nii et tema arusaamine.
And his love really flows in our lives.
Et tema armastus tõesti voolab meie elus.
Helen learned to speak.
Helen õppis rääkima.
She would put her one hand on someone's mouth.
Ta paneb ühe käe kellegi suu peale.
And her other hand on their throat.
Ja teise käe kurgu peale.
And then she would put her own hands on her own mouth and throat.
Siis ta paneb oma käe oma suule ja kurgule.
And learned to speak that way.
Ja õppis niimoodi rääkima.
Amazing.
Hämmastav.
She learned to read different languages, learned to read in Braille.
Ta õppis rääkima erinevaid keeli.
And not only learning English.
Mitte ainult inglise keelt.
Latin.
Ladina keelt.
Greek.
Kreeka keelt.
French.
Prantsuse keelt.
And German.
Ja saksa keelt.
She could read and speak in all of those languages.
Ta oskas rääkida ja lugeda kõikides nendes keeltes.
By the age of 18.
Kui ta oli 18.
Is that a challenge?
Kas see on väljakutse?
It's because of focus.
See on see, et oli süvenenud.
Focus.
Süvenenud.
Focus.
Süvenenud.
On the right things.
Õige asja peale.
And disregarding all of the wrong things.
Jätis kõrvale kõik.
So that you are always doing things the right way.
Valed asjad. Ta tegi alati asju õigesti.
You are always doing things God's way.
Sa teed alati asju Jumala moodi.
Never your own way.
Mitte nii nagu sina tahad.
Never Satan's way.
Mitte nii nagu Saatan tahab.
Not to be swayed by anything.
Mitte niimoodi siin visatakse ühes kohas teise.
Is that your life?
Kas see on sinu elu?
Are you able to resist the devil in your life?
Kas sa suudad panna vastu Saatanale oma elus?
Or does he sometimes have the upper hand?
Või kas Saatan mõnikord on valitseb sulle?
We're going to take some time for ministry in a moment.
Võtame hetke aega palveks hetke pärast.
So I want to challenge you with one thing.
Ma lihtsalt tahan siin välja kutsuda ühes asjas.
When Satan seems to be winning in your life.
Kui Saatan tundub, et on võitmas sinu elus.
When things are going wrong.
Kui asjad lähevad valesti.
When you feel as if he has his foot on your throat.
Kus on tunne, et tema jalg on sinu kõrgu peal.
And you are unable to reach out to God.
Ja sa ei suuda Jumala poole välja hüüda.
I want to challenge you all with this thing today and I feel this is really off the Lord.
Ma tahan kõiki teed välja kutsu sellega ja see on Jumala käest, ma usun.
The next time you are under pressure.
Järgmine kord, kui sa oled surve all.
Take your eyes off yourself.
Võta silmad enda pealt ära.
And pray for someone else.
Ja palveta kellegi teise pärast.
Think of somebody who needs your prayers and
mõtle
pray for
peale.
Them.
Kes vajab sinu palveid ja palveta nende pärast.
It might be a close friend.
Võibolla see on lähedane sõber.
A relative.
Võibolla sugulane.
Somebody in the church that you've heard about.
Võibolla keegi kirikas, kellest sa oled
kuulnud. And pray for them.
Ja palveta nende pärast.
Go out somewhere.
Mine välja kuhugile.
Walk and pray for them.
Kõnni ja palveta nende pärast.
Within half an hour.
Poole tunni jooksul.
You'll have the victory.
Sul on võit.
Satan will flee from you. He doesn't want you praying.
Saatan põgeneb su juurest, et ei taha, et
sa palvetad. That the prayers of a righteous person
are
powerful and effective.
On võimas,
and he
korda.
Wants to shut you up.
Ja tema tahab siin panna vaid.
And the only way to resist him is to open your mouth.
Ainuke viis, kuidas
talle
vastu
call
panna.
In the things of Jesus
on
into the lives of your
ja lasta Jeesus voolata enda sisse.
Into the lives of your brothers and sisters.
Ja sinu õdede ja vendade ellu.
Who wants to do great things for God?
Kes tahab teha võimsed asju Jumala jaoks?
I want to see this place full. That's why we've moved in here.
Mina tahan seda kohta näha täis.
We want to move out of this theater into the one down the corridor that's got 50 more seats than this.
Tahame siit välja liikuda kõrvalsaali, kus on veel 50 kohta
rohkem. And who else, you know, wherever else God leads us.
Ükskõik, kui Jumal meid juhib.
I've told you enough about Jesus. I'm going to ask for a response right now.
Ma olen teile rääkinud piisalt Jeesusest. Ma küsin nüüd teie käest.
You've heard a lot about Jesus.
Sa oled kuulnud palju Jeesuse kohta.
The power of Jesus.
Jeesuse väest.
His death on the cross for you.
Tema surmast risti peal sinu jaoks.
He died for your sins so that you don't have to.
Et tema suri sinu patud ees nii, et sina ei peaks surema.
And if you want to ask Jesus to come into your life,
kui sa tahad paluda Jeesust oma ellu,
like Andy suggested earlier,
just nii nagu Andy ennem ütles,
if you want to have your life changed and transformed,
kui sa tahad oma elu täielikult saada muudetud,
if you want to become the person you know you could be,
kui sa tahad seda inimeses, kes sa tead, et sa võiksid olla,
but have failed to become,
aga ei ole suutnud saavutada.
I want to ask you to just lift your hand right now. If you'd like to ask Jesus into your life.
Et sa praegu tõtaksid oma käe
üles. You just lift your hand right now.
Kui sa tahad Jeesust oma ellu, tõsta oma käsi nüüd ülesse.
Okay. Should we stand together?
Kas tõuseme koos?
As I've been speaking,
selle ajal, kui ma olen rääkinud,
the Holy Spirit has been speaking to you.
Püha vaim on rääkinud sinuga.
About the things in your life.
Need asjad, mis sinu elus.
That you really want to change.
Mis sa tõeliselt tahad muuta.
So we're going to pray for people down the front here on the right.
Ja me paletame siin paremal pool inimeste eest.
And if you'd like the Lord to change things in your life.
Kui sinu tahad, et Jumal muudaks sinu elus midagi.
If you want to surrender things to him.
Kui sa tahad alistada midagi temale.
You can come forward and receive prayer.
Sa võid tulla ette ja saada palet.
In Jesus' mighty name. We'll have tea and coffee as well.
Jeesus nimel. Aga nüüd meil on kohvi ja tee ka.
So come quickly. If the leaders come to the front and pray for people.
Tulge kiiresti ette, kui tahate palvet.
Like to encourage our brothers and sisters from Estonia.
Julgustan meie Eesti õdesid vendasid.
We come and pray for, we'll pray for you anyway. We love you. We love Estonia. We want to pray for you and bless you. You've come a long way. You've put a lot of time and effort into this wedding. It's great to have you here with us. And we would love to pray for you.
Me tahaksime tõesti paleta teie pärast väga. Me arvastame teid ja me paletame teie pärast niikuinii, et te võite väga tulles ette. Me on hea meel, et te olete siia tulnud kaugelt maalt.
Amen.
Väga tere tulnud.
Amen. Pray.